All right, time now for our CAVE LISD Athlete of the Week, being brought to you by Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. This week's Athlete of the Week is Hudson wrestler Coy Perry. And Coy, congratulations and welcome inside the CAVE.
Thank you. It's a little bit new to me. I've never really done this before. So.
That's all right. You're like most people that walk in here. Don't sit down in front of a microphone very often. But it's good to have you in. You got your second team state championship and second individual championship this past weekend. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about it. I mean, you know, freshman, you won it. Last year, I know you were dinged up quite a bit.
Yeah, last year was it was kind of adjusting to, because that jump from 12 to 35, it's a huge difference. It's way different wrestling, and I mean, you got to adjust with all the bigger kids and stuff like that. And I tried to do my best at that point, and then getting dinged up at the end of the year right there, it kind of didn't set me up good in the state tournament, and I just tried to make the best of it.
Right, but then this year you come back and. Used to that weight, you're still, what were you at, 44 this year?
Yeah, 44.
So, especially with all the different weight classes, kind of weird.
Yeah, the new weight classes are hard to just fit the numbers. You go back to the old
stuff. I know it.
Yeah.
But again, a nice run for that and able to get the championship again. And, you know, and talking with Scooter on that, thing about it was tough for you guys to kind of refocus too after winning the team championship and then have to put your mindset back on to, okay, now we've got another thing, but to kind of put that behind you and move forward, that's probably tough to do.
I think we did a pretty good job at it. I mean, of course he's thinking that.
Right.
But no, we did a pretty good job at it. I mean, we could have had a better semifinals as a team. I mean, there was a few guys that just made silly mistakes and could have been in the finals just like me and Sorrow.
Right. But that's still, getting a couple of them. But everybody that went there, though, came away with the hardware, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, we've been, I think when I got there, it was that room energy was so high. And every day you could have fun and just we'd work so hard throughout practice and stuff. It's like completely different from any of the rooms I've been in.
And again, you know, not to belabor this point at all, but you spent your first 2 years at Clinton.
Yep.
And then did the football season there and then move over, to Hudson at the start of wrestling season. And, you know, I don't want to get into it too much, but what's some of the main differences that you really see and that where you were able to kind of go, wow, this is, you know, different from what I'm used to? Because I know, I mean, you've got the machine shop. You guys are doing all the wrestling stuff there too. So, you know, you do a lot of things there with other teams and other kids anyway. But what's some of the big differences that you noticed walking into that room compared to some of the others that you've been in?
Just a lot of the energy, just a lot of good energy. It's a lot of fun. I mean, the community at Hudson is unmatched. There's no, they always have your back no matter where you come from, what house you live in. They're just behind you at all times. It doesn't matter.
Well, when you got those colors on and you're a Tiger at that time, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good though. I mean, and it's nice to feel accepted, you know, because there's got to be trepidation walking into that because you don't know what to expect.
Yeah, my brother, he struggled a little bit, but he got used to it as it went on. He's a freshman, too. He finished eighth this year,
right?
I think. I don't remember. But, yeah, he got used to it as it went on. But
things are different. You know, I mean, back in – I was in the 80s, and we had actually some kids moved in from Manchester because their millage didn't pass, and they ended up moving back and stuff. And that was different because we didn't know them as well, but – you know, I think in this day and age, and John, you can talk to this about this too. I mean, with social media and with what's going on phones, and you know, you guys have probably wrestled a lot more growing up at a younger age. it's not new to you. You probably know a lot of these people differently than we did back in the 80s. We didn't know as many people from other schools.
The machine shed, back in the machine shed stuff. There's a lot of different schools that come into there, especially after season and before season. So, like, September and, like, May and April and stuff for freestyle and Greco, and we get a lot of – I mean, we know a lot of people. It's – wrestling has a great community, and you make friends from other schools all the time.
Right.
So
it's not as different than walking into that.
Well, and you grow up through youth wrestling, wrestling a lot of the same kids because you're roughly the same weight growing up.
Yeah.
And so you do develop a competitive relationship with those people. And you know, you walk across the mat and you shake their hand and it's like, we've seen each other before.
Yeah. My final in all four of those divisions, I think there was at least six kids that were in the same my way bracket at one point. It was
Well, that's one thing though that's different, especially throughout the course of the year, regular season, because you know the Clinton schedule and the Hudson schedule kind of never really touched during the years when you were playing. So you're going to these tournaments in Ohio and seeing different teams, you know, going to the DCC tournament, different things that you didn't do the last couple of years. So that had to be nice for you as well to kind of wrestle some different people and some different things throughout the course of the regular season.
Yeah. So I think our schedule is probably one of the tougher ones in D4. I don't think anybody else wrestled as many D1 teams as we did. Especially the DCC invite, Defiance Duels, Clarkston, and I'm sure there's some more in there.
Right.
But he does that on purpose just to get us ready for postseason and stuff like that. It's because it's a high level wrestling, and those kids probably more than likely are going to beat you or you're going to make it close. I mean, I think I went through that DCC tournament. I think I pinned my first kid, and the rest were all by points.
Yeah.
And it was close every time.
Well, I mean, you guys had three losses in a regular season.
Yeah.
To the winners of Division 1, 2, and 3, DCC, Lowell, and Dundee were your only losses, and they're the other three champions out there. So when you can say the only teams we lost to.
Right.
We're also state champions.
We're state champs in the
not bad.
No, it's not at all. So that's a – that is a heck of an accomplishment. But, you know, you're a junior. You know, what are your thoughts? I know, you know, you got another year left. Are you looking or talking at schools at all for next year?
Honestly,
when you graduate?
Honestly, I've had one offer since my freshman year. That's it. And after this, I've gotten contacted like five different schools.
Right.
So in like less than 3 days.
Well, winning that second title,
it probably helped.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And if you can, you know, hopefully get a third,
you know,
that's a three-time state champion, that makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, that's the plan. I got faith in Scooter and where he'll get me, so.
So what are your plans for the spring and summer? Are you going to be traveling and going to Fargo and going to some of these other places?
I wrestle with a team. Coach's name Steve Latticore. He's the coach at Battle Creek Lakeview, and I wrestled on that team since seventh grade, and we're super close. And we traveled to, I think we're going to Disney Duels, and then I think Atlantic City. But no, the freestyle thing, I'll practice it and stuff. But who knows? Maybe I will end up wrestling tournaments and going to Fargo. But the plan is a lot of practice and stuff, and getting ready for that next season. But I'll wrestle a lot of folk style tournaments from here on through till next season. But I mean, we got football coming. We start football workouts in the summer, like right away.
Right.
So, and then we got 7-on-7 tournaments and stuff like that. So I got to kind of stay healthy for that and not ding myself up, because last year it happened too. I think I got out of season and we went to New Ways and I messed up my knee again. So it was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks after that, and I was kind of just doing as much as I could for football. And then I think July I was pretty much back to normal. but I missed a whole month, I think, maybe.
Well, and this one, brand new. Everything's going to be new to you coming in and trying to figure out,
you know,
the different styles, different systems. And
yeah, Hudson and Clinton, where they run, I mean, just at quarterback, I think it's a lot of the same thing.
Right.
It's wing T and power T, it's pretty much the same thing. So I mean, Hudson does run a little bit of shotgun and stuff like that, but we should be fine.
Yeah, it's not too different for you.
No.
Not too different. Again, we're talking with Coy Perry from Hudson. Got his second state championship this week. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we're going to talk a little bit more right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
The LISD is seeking interested local middle school students for the Lenawee Moriyama Exchange Program. This exciting program returns for the 23-24 school year. Selected students will study Japanese language and culture, host a middle school student from Moriyama this fall, and travel to Japan next spring. Applications are due March 24th, so don't delay. Learn more and apply today for this life-changing opportunity at lisd.us/Japan.
All right, welcome back. Thank you to LISD and Coy, once again, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Do you play spring sport at all?
I do not. No, okay. I'm trying to convince my dad, but I'm trying to get, I have a bass boat, and I'm trying to get into the high school bass fishing stuff.
Okay.
I just can't really, I don't know, I haven't really found out a lot of information about that, but no, I don't play a spring sport other than that.
That'd be fun, though.
Yeah, my goal is when I'm trying to find a college that has bass fishing and wrestling. So
there's one local that does.
Yeah, Adrian. But there's a lot of schools that have it.
Yeah.
And there's so many options. So
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Do a little bass fishing. That's kind of cool as well.
Yeah.
But again, congrats on the second title, and I know three is definitely on your radar for both individual and team.
Yeah, this year will definitely be one of the busiest years just because it's my senior year.
Right.
And time has flown by. Like, it feels like yesterday when I was just wrestling in my freshman year and that COVID stuff. But, yeah, it's flying by.
Well, again, congratulations once again to Coy Perry for being the LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. Once again, Coy, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it, and good luck with the rest of your wrestling career.
Thank you. Thank you for covering Lenawee County sports. It's good to have this stuff for the kids my age and stuff.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks again, and good luck.